Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Federal health officials are asking states to have their coronavirus vaccine distribution plans in place by the end of the week. General Gustav Perna is urging state governments to follow the latest guidelines from the CDC when rolling out the first doses once they're approved.
The states know their people, their populations the best. And as they follow through with EUA guidance and the ACIP guidance that was put out yesterday, then you have leaders taking responsibility and directing a priority of vaccine into administration or shots in arms.
An advisory group for the CDC is recommending that states prioritize health care workers and residents of long-term care facilities in the initial rollout. An investigation by NPR is raising new questions about a company that provided coronavirus tests to three state governments. As NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports, legal experts have flagged concerns about stock sales by leaders at the company.
Co-Diagnostics provided tests to Utah, Iowa, and Nebraska. And just as questions about its tests' accuracy were swirling in May, two of the company's board members sold almost $1 million worth of stock each. Investors often see that as a warning sign, so federal law requires that they disclose those sales within 2 business days. But NPR found that these board members did not disclose some of their sales for about 2 weeks. Daniel Taylor is a professor at the Wharton Business School.
That's an outlier, an extreme outlier.
An attorney for Co-Diagnostics said there's no evidence the board members acted with, quote, illicit intent. But in response to NPR, the company said it would disclose the delinquent filings to the federal government. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering mass immunization against the coronavirus amid a spike in new cases there. NPR's Lucy Ann Kim reports the Kremlin plans to start vaccinating medical staff and teachers using a domestically made vaccine personally promoted by Putin.
President Putin spoke to officials during a video conference to discuss temporary hospitals set up by the Russian military. He said more than 2 million doses of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine will be ready in the coming days and ordered voluntary mass vaccinations to begin next week. According to official figures, Russia has more than 2.3 million COVID-19 cases, the fourth highest caseload in the world. A record 589 people died from the disease in Russia overnight. Russia is in a race with Western manufacturers to roll out a vaccine and claims that Sputnik V is 95% effective, according to interim results. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR News. Hong Kong is stepping up its coronavirus restrictions amid a rise in new cases. Public health officials are limiting gatherings to just 2 people. They're also increasing testing at nursing homes and facilities for the disabled. Restaurants are reducing dine-in hours, and city employees will be required to work from home starting today. Hong Kong has recorded more than 1,000 new infections in the last 2 weeks. The United Nations says it's reached a deal to deliver humanitarian aid to northern Ethiopia. NPR's Ada Peralta reports a month-long war has impeded access to the area.
The UN had been warning of a dire humanitarian situation. Ethiopia has been at war for a month now with forces in the Tigray region. Communications and roads have been closed. Aid agencies say hospitals and existing refugee camps in the region were out of supplies and they had no way to reach them. In addition, the UN says the more than 100,000 refugees inside Ethiopia had run out of food. The UN says the Ethiopian government has now agreed to allow humanitarians unimpeded and secure access to areas under federal control. The war has displaced tens of thousands and killed hundreds of Ethiopians. The government has declared victory, but rebels say they will keep fighting. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Khartoum.
Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 52 points. The S&P 500 up 7. The Nasdaq Composite up a fraction of a point. This is NPR News in Washington.